Let's get to Ellen Wald, president of Transversal Consulting. Ellen, thank you for joining us. He's doing this, he's taking crude out of the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. The thing is about that surely is only a short-term solution for this.
Exactly. It's entirely a short-term solution. And the move today to basically do another 15 million barrel release, and as I understand it, that's actually the final release of the 180 million barrel release that was introduced last March, and that what they're doing is just extending this particular release to December instead of doing it in October. So basically they're saying we're not going to complete the releases before the November midterm elections. We're going to complete them after, so it doesn't coincide with the introduction of OPEC Plus's new 2 million barrel per day cuts. So I think it may kind of soften the impact of that. But like you said, this is a temporary fix because the United States cannot continue to play, you know, swing producer with its SPR because it will be drained at some point. And the SPR was never intended as a method of stabilizing oil prices. It was intended as to be an emergency reserve of oil in the event of an emergency. And this is not an emergency. This is just prices are too high for our comfort level.
Well, but also we're 3 weeks out from a midterm election, and I think the administration is extremely sensitive to that, especially after it was caught a bit flat-footed by this production cut put in place by OPEC+. Let's look forward, though, Ellen. We heard a couple of weeks back that the administration was at least open to the possibility of trying to find a way to bring Venezuelan crude back to the market. Do you think that is likely?
I really don't see that as any kind of legitimate possibility because, first of all, the administration's plan to depend on a basically political 180 in Venezuela, which I don't see as any kind of likely option here. But also, Venezuelan oil industry is basically in an incredible state of disrepair, and the amount of investment and time and money and expertise that will be required to really get it back to a level where it can make an impact globally is much farther out than the midterm elections or even, you know, a potential second term for the Biden administration.
He's at the White House also, Joe Biden, taking a swipe at oil companies, too.
Yeah, this seems like a particularly odd policy at a time when the administration claims they're trying to incentivize oil companies to produce more oil. They said that they want to begin, repurchasing oil for the SPR when prices are between, I think, $67 and $72 a barrel, and that's supposed to somehow incentivize oil companies. I'm not really sure how that's an incentive because oil companies could sell that oil on the market for a much higher price. But continuing to berate oil companies for how they're doing business is really not an effective way of incentivizing your domestic oil industry, besides the fact that prices are not the factor that is hampering American oil production at this point. If you just look at the things that oil companies are saying, what's really hurting them at this point are problems with the supply chain, the cost of labor, the cost of supplies, regulatory impediments that are making it more difficult for them to acquire new leases and get production started. They're facing shortages in terms of parts, of steel. Steel tariffs are a major factor here. And some of these things the Biden administration could make a difference on, but it seems to be choosing to just, complain and lay the blame at the oil companies for something that is really not their fault.
It's interesting today that the government reported a drop in both domestic crude and gasoline supplies. One of the reasons that we had a rally in New York crude today, something north of 3%. Ellen, very nice to have you on the program and to benefit from your insight. Ellen Wald is president of Transversal Consulting, joining us from Jacksonville, Florida, here on A Daybreak Asia.